Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. Music took center stage at the Language of Art and Music Symposium, held at the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy, February 17th to 20th. Institute founder Mark Donfried says music has a prominent role in cultural diplomacy.
What we've been noticing through the lectures and the panel discussions in this conference is that music, in many ways, is an even more powerful language than actually language itself. Very often music can touch individuals, not only in terms of their minds, but also their hearts. Very often music can transcend political borders. It can transcend cultural borders. And in situations where it's sometimes impossible to bring different people together from different cultures, different religions, different nationalities, culture and music very often can do it. And we've seen some fascinating examples during this conference where that's happened.
András Simony, former Hungarian ambassador to the U.S., can attest to this firsthand. He grew up in communist Hungary. He believes that rock and roll's message of freedom and hope, along with leadership in the Western world, helped to bring down the Iron Curtain.
Whatever the authorities tried, however they wanted to suppress rock and roll music, it was not possible because of the attraction, because of the appeal, because of its greatness, because it was suggesting freedom.
A former musician, Cimony, used his guitar playing as a diplomatic tool while in Washington, D.C.
And then about a year into my job as an ambassador in Washington, I decided to create a rock and roll band. And I found some like-minded friends, like, for example, Sandy Virchow, who was then the U.S. ambassador in Moscow, and I asked him if he wants to play the drums, and I found a terrific singer, bass player, Lincoln Bluefield, who at the time was the Assistant Secretary of State. And we also invited another friend, and he's now the Deputy Secretary for Energy in the Obama administration. But we also made sure we have someone who can actually carry the band. And this was Jeffrey Skunk Baxter, formerly with the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan. But what I suddenly found is that Americans really appreciated the fact the Hungarian ambassador reaches to the culture that is so American and so close to the American people. I created an extra language of communication to the Americans.
Whereas music became an extra language for Cimony, it is becoming a lost language in Italy. Former Italian Minister of Culture, Dr. Rocco Bottiglioni, says Italy's great tradition of opera is dying due to lack of government funding. He stressed the urgency for a national policy to bring Italy's legacy back to its people in schools, parishes, and operas. For Bottiglioni, musical literacy is necessary, as music is fundamental to life.
Music is a kind of natural language that cuts across cultural barriers and political barriers. It may have the effect of setting free dimensions of the soul. Music can carry a message of liberty and be not only a diplomatic tool, but also a revolutionary experience. It can convey values, and it can stimulate the development and the social change and the political change.
The consensus among diplomats, scholars, and students present seemed to be that music is much more than entertainment. For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.